Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. For the next hour, I'll be playing you music that, mainly music that's been under the radar, stuff you may not be that aware of and such, and some stuff you might know as well, and I'll try to put a lot of local stuff in as well. And today, if there's enough time, I have a rarity within a rarity from the Kinks for you. I'll start now with some local bands, because there's so many good local bands around. First, I've got local surf band Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket from their 2016 album Permanent Wave. Lots of great surf music on the disc. And I forgot to put my thing on. What a dope. Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to start off today with some local bands, which are always good to hear, right? Did I already say this? I'm getting confused with the board here. I think I did. Anyway, here's Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket, and they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. So here is Tsunami of Sound.
same old programs over and over and over. Into modern times.
Yeah.
That was the first set for today of local bands. First, you heard Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket from the 2016 album Permanent Wave. Then after that, you heard Trusty Sidekick with Don't Hold Your Breath from the Friends of Trusty Sidekick. Both of these bands, Tsunami of Sound and Trusty Sidekick, will be playing at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass on Saturday night. After that was Bad Marriage with their latest single, Ms. Outrageous. Those guys are just so good at writing songs. I mean, every time you hear a new song from them, it's great. And then the set ended with The Brigands with Looking for Lewis and Clark from the 2013 album Night Patrol. The Brigands are a garage band that's been around for a long time. Some of the songs they do are covers of songs by other Boston bands or others. And the song you just heard is a cover of a Long Riders song from 1985, Looking for Lewis and Clark. I'm going to get into some serious guitar right now. And I'm going to start the set with a cover. And at the end of the set will be the original. It's being covered. Make sense to you? I hope so. Start with Joe Bonamassa doing Rory Gallagher's Cradle Rock. It was actually the first song on Joe's first solo album, 2000's A New Day Yesterday, and he frequently plays it in concert. In 2011, Rory Gallagher's brother Donald brought Rory Strad out of retirement so Joe could perform with it on his two nights at London's Hammersmith Apollo, and Joe opened both nights playing Cradle Rock on Rory's Stratocaster. That must have been something, huh? So here is Joe Bonamassa doing Cradle Rock.
If I was somebody else, would you act your age? again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
It's good to see you all again. Good to be back. I hope you're going to enjoy the music. How about singing? Give it a bit of a welcome for the bass man. We got Mr. Jay McAvoy at bass there. Back on the drums, Mr. Rodney. On the piano, Mr. Lou Martin.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. Let's see now, what did we just hear? That was some nice serious guitar, and first was Joe Bonamassa doing a cover of Rory Gallagher's Cradle Rock from his first album, A New Day Yesterday, which was in 2000. Then after that, you heard Soren Anderson with Catch Me If You Can from his 2011 album, Constant Replay. He's a Danish guitarist who's been playing with lots of known musicians, particularly throughout Europe, and for many years. He's also been the guitarist in Glenn Hughes' band in recent years. Also a songwriter, producer, co-owns Medley Studios in Denmark, and he didn't put out his first solo album, Constant Replay, until 2011. Then after Catch Me If You Can, you heard a real oldie, the Dave Clark 5's 1965 hit single, Catch Us If You Can, which I got from their 2008 album, The Hits. And the DC5 had lots of hits. Back in the first half of the 60s, they were the main challenger to the Beatles, believe it or not. Yeah, I can remember kids arguing about which one was their favorite band. And then their single, Glad All Over, knocked I Wanna Hold Your Hand off the top of the singles charts in the UK in 1964. They had 8 top 10 hits in the US between 64 and 67. With the second British invasion band to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show, after the Beatles, of course. Yeah, nobody really talks about them these days, and a lot of younger folks maybe haven't heard of them, but they were huge back then. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. Then you heard Philip Sace with Ruby Electric from his 2011 album of the same name. Sace is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, was born in Wales, grew up in Canada, got noticed as a teenager, moved to L.A., mostly did blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. I've recently been playing stuff from his newest live album, Scorched Earth Volume 1, which has totally blown me away. But I thought I'd move back to an older song, which was great too. Actually, Ruby Electric's the first song of his I ever heard. And then the set ended with the original Cradle Rock from Rory Gallagher from his album Irish Tour 1974. He was a great Irish blues guitarist. Didn't get as much attention as he should have. I saw him at the Paradise, and he played for about 3 hours. It was a great show. And sadly, we lost him way too soon. There's too many of them we lose too soon, it seems, you know? But anyway, so you heard Joe Bonamassa covering Cradle Rock, and then Rory Gallagher doing his own Cradle Rock to start and end the set. Now I have a Kinks rarity within a rarity. This is from the 1991 EP, Didja, which really didn't go anywhere, and few people even knew about it, or know about it. It was their last EP, and this song, Look Through Any Doorway, was written by Dave Davies, and I think this little EP is the only place it appears, unless it later got on some compilations. So here are the Kinks with Didja.
Oh, too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you in the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
From the video, who's laying alone on the living room?
right, that got over a little 2 seconds before I realized, so here I am again. Let's see. First, we heard a Kinks rarity from a 1991 EP, Didja, that nobody really knows about, really didn't do anything in the last EP. And the song Look Through Any Doorway was written by Dave Davies, and like I said, I don't think it's on anything else unless it's on later compilations. After that, you heard Rival Sons with Secret from their 2014 album Great Western Valkyrie. Song's a good showcase for lead singer Jay Buchanan's voice. Rival Sons is a great hard rock band from Long Beach, California, who not everyone knows about yet, though they've been reaching more people in recent years. They recently opened for Black Sabbath on their final tour. Then you heard Frank Zappa with I'm the Slime, which was originally on his 1973 album Overnight Sensation. And you know, that song is still pertinent today. How many decades ago was that? And it still rings true. Then the set ended with a band called Dorothy. They formed in LA and they released an EP in 2014. And the song you heard was Whiskey Fever from their debut album Rock is Dead, which was released last June. Dorothy Martin is the band's lead singer and namesake. It's a pretty good song, pretty good stuff. I've heard other, maybe one more song I've heard is pretty good. My friend Peter recommended the band to me. Let's see, now it's getting close to the end of my show, I see. I don't see the next DJ in here yet. He might be in here shortly, probably will be. But I gotta head out anyway, because I gotta get my start working on my playlist for my show tomorrow night on WCAC, which some of you already know about and listen to. And if you don't know about it, you can find it through Facebook online. In any case, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I love being here playing music for you and, you know, trying to turn you on to some stuff that you may have never heard before, whether it's songs or even artists you've never heard of. So I hope that you're enjoying it. And I should tell you, my name is Marion Ferro, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. And this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, which you can only get in the area around Medford. It does not, it's not a very strong signal. However, you can reach it online at WMFO.org. You can, there's a thing on the page to click to play the show, and so people can get it there too. I know I finally got MFO tuned in my car when I was out right outside the station, and when I was driving home, I lost it like just on the other side of Tufts, so it does not go very far. But in any case, that's what's good about the internet, right? We can listen to all a lot of our music there. Since mainstream radio doesn't have much these days, as you all know, it's all corporatized and they play the same stuff all the time on all the different stations. So just these freeform stations like this WMFO and stations on other college stations and community stations, that's where you get your good music these days. And that's cool. I mean, as long as the good music's available, that's a good thing. And you know where to find it, even better. Anyway, I should get going. So as I said, my name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 and online at WMFO.org. See you next time. Bye-bye.